checks go to the polls this Friday and Saturday. They're casting their ballots in municipal elections and to elect one-third of the upper house of parliament, the Senate. The elections will not affect the makeup of the legislative body, the Chamber of Deputies, and yet all five parliamentary parties are eagerly awaiting the results. As Dita Asiadu reports, the weekend's developments could influence the ongoing government negotiations as well as the next presidential election.
This weekend, Czechs vote on which of the 200,000 candidates will fill more than 62,000 posts up for grabs in the country's district and town councils. One-third of the Senate, which means 27 of the 81 senators in the upper house, are also to be replaced. So why will party leaders and MPs be watching the elections so closely? Over 4 months have passed since the general elections and the country is still without a government. Political commentator Vladimir Advotakova says, this weekend, Czechs have the opportunity to send party leaders their message on where their parties really stand on the popularity ladder.
There is still no cabinet with vote of confidence. We have a cabinet that, in fact, is in demise, so cannot have real legitimacy. And there is supposed to start a second round of negotiations about the formation of the cabinet. And for the political parties, it's very important to know what's their position, because if it's Verson, probably the party will not be very happy with the idea of preterm elections. And if it's the popularity is growing, you know, could say, okay, this can be fine and we can ask for the elections and we will have deeper or better results and we will be able to form cabinet by own party, by the only one party or small coalitions and so on.
Besides party leaders, President Václav Klaus also has a special interest in this weekend's developments. He's to decide who will be entrusted with the second attempt at forming a new government after the results come in. The political makeup of the third of the Senate will also affect Mr. Klaus personally. Members of both chambers of parliament will elect a new president in 2008, so the 27 new senators will play an important role in behind-the-scenes negotiations. Vladimir Advotakova.
This is also a message for the president who can, after Senate elections, who can count how many votes he can be sure with and how many votes he's not so sure with and how many votes are there that will vote against him. So, but it's not only this, because it depends who will be appointed by the president to start these negotiations. President can also decide whether to be someone more in favor of preterm elections or more trying to find the stable situation.
Polls close at 2 p.m. on Saturday, but next weekend we'll see a second round of Senate elections. Those of the 204 candidates who get more than 50% of votes this weekend have automatically won. In districts where there is no decisive winner, the two candidates who won most votes will continue into the second round.
And that report by Dita Asiadu.